The interior of the chapel forms a rectangle with a choir extending at one end. It seats about 200 people. The central space, the nave, is punctuated by pilasters. That is to say, flat columns attached to the walls, projecting slightly. The shafts of the pilasters are fluted, and each is topped by a gilt capital in the Corinthian style. One of the main characteristics of this interior is the balance of volumes. On either side of the nave, there are two series of galleries overhanging the side aisles. The galleries serve to enable the patients to attend Mass. The vault of the nave is coffered, that is, set with sunken panels that serve as decoration. Architect Victor Bourgeot liked to include this stylistic element in the churches he designed. We invite you to look at the gilt roses in the centers of each coffer in the central row. Most of the decorative elements in the chapel are made of plaster covered with gold leaf. Because of its malleability, plaster was much used in architectural design for moldings and ornamentation. The sculptor created a perfect model in wood and then reproduced it with a cast, and this as many times as necessary. This technique was also used for the series of statues you see in the niches along the side aisles. They represent the apostles, who are shown with the instruments of their martyrdom or their attributes. They are the work of Carlo Catelli, a sculptor and molder from the north of Italy, who arrived in Montreal in 1845 to direct a leading statuary studio. Observe the choir of the chapel. It was originally the place where the cloister and the hospital met. To the west, the cloistered hospitallers attended Mass and recited the divine office in the choir of the chapel. To the east, on the hospital side, there was a place for the patients to attend church services. At the time the chapel was built, this area could be reached directly from each floor, connecting the hospital wards to the chapel. This arrangement was altered in 1967 when the chapel was renovated to conform to the new liturgical rules imposed by Vatican Council II. These new rules required the priest to celebrate Mass in the vernacular, that is, in the spoken language of the country, and facing the congregation to enable them to participate more fully. These changes had a major impact on the arrangement of church interiors, including that of the Chapel of the Hospitallers. As a result of the reform, the nuns replaced the furniture and had the decoration of the choir renovated. The nuns' choir was transformed into an entrance to the chapel, and the hospitallers attended the religious services in the nave. To learn more about the works of Claude Théberge, please select stop number 10.